The World Service and start our day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nicholls. There's all of the latest news and weather coming up before six and what the wet and snowy start to the year means for farmers. First, a look ahead to Thursday with John Wilson.
This Cultural Life, where my guests reveal their most significant influences and share the experiences which have inspired their own creativity.
I was raised with stories. There was no television in Chile at the time. And people sat and have a cup of tea and they would talk.
The new series continues with Isabel Allende, Marin Alsop and the film director James Ivory.
My attention to period details really comes from what I've learned from those artists who have worked with me. I didn't know anything about costume or hairstyles.
This Cultural Life with me, John Wilson, continues on Thursday mornings at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on BBC Radio 4, here's Simon King.
Thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 7th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Etsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sol, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Fisher 954, expected near Oslo 976 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in west, rain or wintry showers moderate or poor. North Etsira, northerly 4 to 6, wintry showers good, occasionally moderate. South Etsira, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, wintry showers good, occasionally poor. Forties, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, wintry showers, moderate or poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Cromarty and Forth, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. West 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, wintry showers, moderate or poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. West 5 to 7, decreasing 4 later in Dover. Showers, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. West 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, westerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in south, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sol, northwesterly, veering easterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Lundy, Fastnet. Northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Irish Sea. Northwest 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. North 4 to 6, veering east 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Hebrides and Bailey. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, South East Iceland. Northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic, northwest by north 5, slight drizzle and rain, 3 miles, 994, rising slowly. Stornoway, north northwest 3, recent snow 12 miles, 991, now falling. Lerwick, north by west 6, recent precipitation 16 miles, 979, falling slowly. Lucas, west 4, 35 miles, 989, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 2, 990, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west northwest 6, 11 miles, 996. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 998. Jersey, northwest by west 6, rain 2 miles, 1002 rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 7, 5 miles, 1001. Scilly Automatic, west 5, recent rain 13 miles, 1002 rising slowly. Valentia, north northwest 3, recent rain 24 miles, 1002 now falling. Ronald's Way, northwest by north 1, recent rain 27 miles, 993 rising. Malin Head, northwest 5, 12 miles, 995 rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A deep low centred near the far south of Norway will continue to give gales across northeastern waters today as it slowly moves away eastwards. Meanwhile, the strong and cold northwesterly flow elsewhere will gradually ease. Winds generally easing further on Wednesday, but picking up again in the far south as a new low approaches from the southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first near Orkney. Wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north. Wintry showers, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 5 to 7, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 5 or 6, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Showers at first, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 or 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 or 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, rain later in far west, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 or 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, rain later in far southwest, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Man of Galloway, west or northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northwest 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Loch Hoyle to Cardiff and Loch, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Channel. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Northwest 5 to 7. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest 6 to Gaird 8. Wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. North 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast, which includes much colder weather for many parts of the United Kingdom as we go through the next few days. And that will be in a few minutes' time.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 7th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. A prominent campaigner against grooming gangs has criticised the Home Secretary's latest response to calls for a new public inquiry. More McDonald's staff have made allegations of workplace sexual harassment and bullying. In business, figures suggest retail sales grew 3% last month compared with 2023. In sport, Nottingham Forest have moved level on points with second-placed Arsenal in the Premier League. A former detective who resigned from the police over its handling of grooming gangs in Rochdale has criticised the Home Secretary's response to calls for a new public inquiry into the issue. Yvette Cooper told the Commons that legislation making it mandatory to report child sexual abuse would be introduced in the spring. She also said grooming would be made an aggravated factor in abuse cases. Maggie Oliver, who resigned from Greater Manchester Police in 2012, told The World Tonight here on Radio 4 she was unimpressed by the announcement.
I see the statement as a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to international horror at what has happened in our country. For me, it's more words that are more interested in dampening down the voices that are calling for this issue to be dealt with properly.
An earthquake has struck close to Tibet's border with Nepal, killing at least 53 people and injuring 62 others. The 6.9 magnitude quake has also damaged buildings in the Tibetan city of Shigatse. The Equality and Human Rights Commission says it's taking stronger action against McDonald's because staff have made fresh allegations of sexual harassment and bullying. The watchdog last intervened against the company 2 years ago following a BBC investigation. The EHRC says it's received 300 reported incidents of harassment in the period since. A McDonald's spokesperson said the company had undertaken extensive work over the past year to ensure it had industry-leading practices in place to keep its workers safe. Matt, who used to work for McDonald's, said it was a toxic environment.
For myself, it was being bullied for having a learning disability, having some an astigmatism of my eye. And then it was stuff you noticed, managers and staff being racist to other staff, managers trying to touch other staff up.
Forecasters are warning there could be further flooding across England. A severe flood warning, meaning there's danger to life, has been issued for the River Soar in Leicestershire. The Lincolnshire Resilience Forum said it was keeping a really close watch on conditions, with particular concern for areas that may be affected by tidal waters. BBC News has learned that a police investigation into allegations of preventable deaths and harm at an NHS trust has doubled the number of cases it's examining. The claims centre on care and treatment provided by University Hospitals Sussex NHS Trust between 2015 and 2021. Detective